the Rowley Roswell. I was in Britannia Park riding on my new electric trike when I saw above me an astonishing sight. A strange, curious, wondrous new toy falling toward this little boy, with lights a blinking and a whooshing sound all the time drawing nearer to the ground. I shouted over to Dad. I was only two and had a crazy fad. For anything with four wheels, I was mad. But he just stared in awe and replied, "No, lad, this is something else, and if I'm not mistaken, this contraption ain't likely to be breaking." Down it came at lightning speed. Dad and I started to scream. Boom, bang, crunch, clang, smash. It crashed with a huge flash. Buried inside a huge pit, an unearthly silence fell over it. As a cloud of smoke settled around, something emerged from the hole in the ground. A short, scrawny-looking fella with a complexion of greenish-yellow. With three eyes, pointy ears and smelly feet, this strange tot was someone I just had to meet. And before Dad could say, "No, don't, come back, wait," my trike was accelerating toward my new mate. I thought about what I should say on behalf of mankind on this important day. "Take me to your leader or I come in peace." So I got off my trike and shouted. So I decided to use another means of communication, one favoured by infants in every nation. Through a series of gestures, pointing and raised eyebrows, I surmised this kid was from out of town. He was an interstellar rock star from the planet Zig, and he had to get back pronto to do a gig. So he jumped on my trike and we made tracks. His name was Fizz and I was Max. Up Rowley High Street at breakneck speed, his three eyes searching for things he'd need, with Dad coughing and spluttering at the rear, and me at the front trying to steer. First we sat ourselves on a bar stool, as Fizz's ship needed organic fuel. We were in a pub called the Shoulder of Mutton, the home of many an ale glutton. Old Rabbit Dog was our drink of choice. It had enough bite to power a Rolls Royce. Next, a visit to Rowley's finest chippy, an emporium of the most exquisite kind of eatery. Dad had a battered sausage and I a portion of chips. But Fizz needed vegetable oil for the engine of his ship. So he sneaked into the kitchen and liberated a bottle to help his craft go at full throttle. Blackheath Market was our next port of call. You can get anything you need there at all, from a slightly soiled Chesney Hawks annual to a pair of very uncomfortable sandals, even parts to fix an antimatter graviton stabiliser from a man selling vacuum parts. He was none the wiser. Next stop was a magical place where Mum and Dad had many a date. For Lidl is an exotic consumer paradise where a wetsuit can be bought for a competitive price. We got drills, wrenches and a welding kit to help that buckled saucer out of that pit. So off we whizzed to fix Fizzy's flying machine, with Dad juggling the stuff from the places we'd been. Back to the park we worked up a sweat, two pint-sized buddies working in duet, hammering, soldering and drilling, fixing, screwing and filling, until finally the saucer lifted off the ground. With us both aboard, we were spacebound. But with all the hard work, we had quite a thirst, so we decided to take a detour first, flying across Rowley as folks gawped down below, to my nurseries where we decided to go. So we landed in the garden as my buddies looked in awe, and when they saw Fizz, their collective jaws hit the floor. But soon enough, we were all laughing and giggling excitedly, gulping down a few pints of milk was refreshing as can be. But then Fizz turned to me and pointed at the sky. We shook hands and I waved goodbye with a tear in my eye. I watched his ship disappear as the sun began to set, then Dad took me home and put me to bed. And sometimes I dream of Fizz playing that killer gig, up there, out in space upon planet Zig, rocking out to some bizarre interstellar tune. And I hope one day I'll meet him again, sometime pretty soon.